The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Danny Gettle with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, we welcome you to downtown Cedar Rapids, the U.S. Cellular Center's Rivalry Saturday. Number 12 rolls on as we get ready for game number 4, as it'll be a Tri-Rivers Conference battle. This is what Rivalry Saturday was all about, getting these conference rivalries to the U.S. Cellular Center on a big court. We've got one right here today, as it will be the Maquoketa Valley Wildcats taking on their friendly neighbors, the Alburnett Pirates. Great to have you with us once again, Scott Unash, alongside Denny Gettle, as we bring you our third game of 5 here. We make it 6 on Caden. No, we got 5. It's been a long day already, yep. Denny. And we get ready for Maquoketa Valley and Alburnett. Just got done with Springville and Turkey Valley. Turkey Valley winning that one 49-42. And now we get into conference affair. Maquoketa Valley 7-2, Alburnett 7-3, and two teams looking to be right there in the Tri-Rivers along with Springville and North Lynn. Now, this game was scheduled for last night, so neither of these teams played on Friday night, so they should be fresh and ready to go off Tuesday night's game.
They've each had just one game since the break. Alburnett beat East Buchanan, who's struggling this year, 56-18 on Tuesday. And Maquoketa Valley is coming in off a loss to North Lynn, 48-41, in a game played at Troy Mills on Tuesday night. I believe these two teams are tied for third place in the Tri-Rivers West. They might be tied for second if North Lynn has two losses. I'm not sure if they have two in the conference now or just one.
But I think just one.
Okay.
I think just one. But another couple of Tri-Rivers conference teams getting ready to go at it. And you talk about this group of the Maquoketa Valley Wildcats for head coach Scott Monk, and it is a young group. They play at 300 classmen, including a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior to go along with two seniors. Brianna Menson leading the way at 14.1 points per game, and the freshman, Sammy Wall, at 10.4 points a game. Peyton Reese also in there at about 8.4 points a game, third leading scorer. And for Alburnett, we saw her last year. She is a dandy, and that is Taylor Huber. She can do everything. Pop the outside jumper. Very good off the dribble, Denny, and just a very athletic player for the Alburnett Pirates.
Well, Alburnett had their first winning season in quite a while last year at 14-9. And this rivalry has been pretty one-sided. I went back clear to the 2006-07 season, and Alburnett has not beaten Maquoketa Valley in that time. So they've lost more than 20 straight games to Maquoketa Valley, and I think they're feeling like this year might be the year, because these two teams are pretty evenly matched when you look at them on paper. And I'm sure Alburnett, for the sake of their school and their school district, would love to knock off Maquoketa Valley, because it doesn't happen very often.
Well, it's a Mack Valley team that's going to play 94 feet. They're going to do a lot of full court pressing, sometimes a little bit too much, Scott Monk says. And they have been known to get into a little bit of foul trouble over the years. But he said, we're an exciting team. Sometimes it's exciting good, sometimes it's exciting not so good.
Well, Maquoketa Valley 7-2, the only two losses to Springville we just saw, and to North Lynn, nothing to be ashamed of there. Alburnett with three losses, also to very good teams, North Lynn, Springville, and West Branch. So on paper, as I said, these two teams pretty evenly matched. Alburnett does not shoot the three very well. They made only 18 all season and 101 attempts, so they're going to want to try and get the ball inside. Maquoketa Valley averages almost 57 points a game to 48.3 for Alburnett.
Yeah, pretty even as far as the stat rundown of this game is concerned. Like we said, for Alburnett, Taylor Huber has got to come up with a big game. If she comes up with the big game, Alburnett's got an opportunity to break that long losing streak against Maquoketa Valley. And for Maquoketa Valley, stay out of foul trouble. And get this thing rolling here and up-tempo. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. A big thanks going out to Dan Hillers, Tom Chelstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. FirstFedCU.com. That is the website. Check them out. You can give them a call in Cedar Rapids at 362-3171. You can also give them a call in Hiawatha at 743-7806. As everyone came to an abrupt halt. As TV said halt, everybody halted.
Okay.
That's why the Rose Bowl is going to be moved, Denny.
Yeah. Looking at the history of this program, these programs, Maquoketa Valley's been to state five times, three times in the last 12 years, 2003 and when they were second in the state, 2004 when they were made the semis, and 2013 when they made the semis. I'm not sure how long Coach Monk's been at Maquoketa Valley, but for some time, and of course he's the organizer of this great event today. Al Burnett's only been to state twice, and not since 1961. So trying to get the program turned around here at Al Burnett. We'll see if they can get the job done against Maquoketa Valley today.
Now we're ready to go. Randy Krejci's fired up. Taking over for Jeff Worling for just a little bit with eight games going on today. Don't want to lose your voice over there if you're the PA man, right?
Nope, you got to. Got to have a sub here for a game or two.
There you go. And Randy will step in and do an admirable job, I know. Coming up later on, it'll be Mason City and Iowa City West. That comes up next here on KGYM on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And Brent Balbadon and Todd Werner will step in for the call of that one. Then we'll take a little bit of a break. Come back with you on 1600 AM tonight for the Marion Indians and the Linmar Lions coming your way at about 8:20, 8:30. Right in there. Again, Jerry Winter and Shane Remington and the crew will be your officials. They're going two by two with the officiating for these games. So it's like a sophomore varsity doubleheader, if you will, for some of these officials.
Yeah, except both games are very intense. But I think most of these officials are in good enough shape they can handle two games.
A set of lineups brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance for the visitors of Maquoketa Valley. Wildcats, they will go with this lineup. It'll be at 1-4, number 23, Brianna Menson, 5'11 and a junior, 14.1 points per game, leading Mack Valley. And Megan Menson, 5'10 and a senior, averaging 7.9 points and the leading rebounder for the Wildcats. Also up front, it'll be Peyton Rees, 5'9 and a sophomore. Rees' third leading score at just over 8 a game. And the backcourt, number 3, Sammy Wall, 5'7 and a freshman. Second leading score, 10.4 a game, 37% from beyond the arc. And number 11 is Aaron Digman. Digman, a 5'8 senior, averaging 4 a game. Head coach for the Maquoketa Valley Wildcats is Scott Monk, assisted by Brad Huber and Jesse Woot. Now the starting lineup for the Al Burnett Pirates. They come in with a record of 7-3. They will go with this group of five. It'll be at one guard, Taylor Huber, number 34, the 5'11 senior, averaging just under 20 points a game. Also to guard, number 10, Maddie Valesky, 5'3 and a senior, averaging just under 2. Number 20 is Cassidy Rose, 5'2 and a junior, averaging 5.8. And up front, it'll be number 12, Amber Porter, 5'9 and a junior. Porter at 3.6 a game. And Vanessa Hoyle at 6 feet even and a junior. And Hoyle at 4.1 a game. And the head coach for the Al Burnett Pirates is Seth Engelken. So there you go. Mack Valley in their gray road uniforms with the black numbers outlined in gold with Wildcats across the front. And the gold stripes and Al Burnett in their home white with the purple and gold trim. And for the Pirates, the purple and gold striping down the side. We're just about set to go. Taylor Huber will tip it up for Al Burnett against Megan Menson, and we're underway. From our second game here at Rivalry Saturday, and already game number 4. Already two number ones have been knocked off today, Denny.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens in this one. Two unranked teams. High, low, lob, pass inside, and an easy layup. And starting the scoring for Maquoketa Valley is Megan Menson, and here comes the pressure, and it's 2-0. Albertette breaking the pressure, going baseline, in all the way, cut off there by the man-to-man, person-to-person defense. Back to Huber. And it's going to be Huber guarded by Megan Menson. So we will watch that matchup.
Both teams start man for man.
Porter to Rose. Circles, takes it up top, free throw line, stops, cut off, gets it inside. Porter posting up, her leaner no off the glass. And the rebound the other way to Maquoketa Valley. Wildcats attacking the bucket to our left and a walk underneath. Going to be charged to Peyton Reese.
Nice dumb down pass by Brianna Metzen there to her teammate on the block, but she shuffled her feet.
Turnover number one, and Valesky to inbound for Albernette and throws it away. Reese with the steal and the layup attempt. No good, blocked and a foul called, and she'll go to the line for a pair. And the Albernette foul will be on Vanessa Hoyle, her first, and the first on the Pirates.
And the name Reese, very common around the Manchester, Maquoketa Valley area.
Misses the first free throw. Denny, Jeff Downing helping you out. North Dakota State's going to win another 1AA championship. 37-10 over Jacksonville State in the fourth quarter.
And they're on the Iowa Hawkeye schedule in Iowa City next year, game number three for the Hawkeye.
I'm not sure that's a good thing. Full court pressure applied. Valesky spins in the backcourt, picks up the dribble in trouble, and finally gets it over to Huber. She'll push it up ahead with a power dribble. Penetrates, gets it back to Porter, and she throws it into the backcourt. It'll be over and back unless Maquoketa Valley gets there first, and they do. Well, no, they're going to say Albernette touched it up. And that's the second turnover already on the Pirates. So it'll be Wildcat basketball. They go back door, layup attempt no good. And out of there with it, Albernette. Feet up ahead to Cassidy Rose. Takes the left free throw line extended. Tries to bounce it inside. Picked up, and a double dribble going to be called on Hoyle.
Albernette a little bit nervous here in the early going. Maquoketa Valley obviously plays in this event every year, and Albernette probably hasn't been in it too many times.
Nope, they've got the complete rundown, and we can check that out. They got a complete record section, etc.
Over the years, Scott Monk has brought in a lot of good teams from all over the state.
3-0 in favor of Maquoketa Valley. Dump pass, right block, double team Menson, kick out top. Here's a three-pointer off the right side, no good. And the rebound would go the other way off the miss. Here's Huber heading, knocked away from behind and out of bounds. Wall missed her first three-point attempt, and Albernette will go to the bench. Lexi Washburn will come in, as checking out will be Vanessa Hoyle. Washburn coming into the game, another freshman for head coach Seth Engelken.
Maquoketa Valley, 35 for 143 from three this season, about 25%.
Under six to play here in the game's first quarter. Driving in, layup attempt, good, but wave it off. Foul before the shot attempt on the Wildcats. And going to be on Aaron Digman.
Good drive to the basket by Cassidy Rose there for the Pirates.
Maddie Shookman will come in now for Albernette. Shookman, another freshman at 5'5", so three freshmen on the floor. Here's Huber, one-hand turnaround, no good from the heart of the lane. And a rebound out of there to Maquoketa Valley. 3-0, up-court pass, tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Shookman. And it will stay with the Wildcats. I learned a long time ago, some people in the district do not like being called Mack Valley. Some do, some don't.
Okay.
Doing their games back in the early 90s.
Yeah, a little history up there.
That's a long time ago, and here's a walk on Wall. Turnover number two on Maquoketa Valley.
That was so long ago, I had a regular job during that time.
Full court pressure applied. Albernette still looking for their first points. And the Pirates get it into Shookman. Brings it up across the timeline. Picked up by Menson. Off the ball fake. Rose drives in, blocked from behind, but they're going to get a foul call.
And she looks like a drive first player.
And that foul is going to be charged to Megan Menson. second on the Wildcats, and Rose to the free throw line for a pair and gets the friendly roll on the first one. In and out, back in again.
Al Burnett's on the board.
And North Dakota State has won the 1AA championship. Is that five or six? Second free throw won't go, and we have a rebounding foul on Al Burnett.
Well, that's a bunch. The Missouri Valley Conference has done exceedingly well in the FCS.
First foul on Lexi Washburn, and the second on the Al Burnett Pirates. 3-1, Mack Valley on top in this one here in the early going. Skip pass over the top, three-pointer, right corner, up short, no good. Weak side offensive board, fake, back off the glass. That's in and out, no good. That time by Brianna Metzen. And here comes Huber the other way. Huber going coast to coast, put it up and good. Basket to basket for Taylor Huber. And we are tied at three. Wall fakes the three, starts a drive, pass to the corner, deflected, picked back up by the Wildcats. Inside to Reese, goes off the glass with it from the heart of the lane, no good. And a tied ball on the rebound. And the arrow will go to Al Burnett. As Valesky back in for the Pirates. Seth Engelken shifting players in and out. Throw over the top, and here comes Al Burnett into the front court. Scott Monk wanted to walk, didn't get it. Off the fake, on the drive. Washburn all the way in and scores with a left-hander. Make it Shookman.
Al Burnett with their first lead.
5-3, Wall on the drive. Goes crossover and got Pat going up. I think they're going to get the shot attempt. We'll see. It'll be Matty Valesky picking up the personal foul. Third on Al Burnett, first on Valesky as Cassidy Rose back in for Al Burnett. That I'm going to say was on the floor. Inbound, nice back cut, an easy layup for two for Angie Wilson, who just checked into the lineup. 5'6 senior coming off the bench and ties things up at five apiece. Valesky a bounce pass to Rose outside the arc. They get the triangle, working inside, turnaround shot, no, but a foul called. And Washburn will go to the line.
Al Burnett's getting the ball inside in the half court situation. They've had a few panic passes against the press that they've survived.
Peyton Rees on the foul. And trying to break the tie, free throw off the back heel, up and through for Washburn. Al Burnett shoots 57%, Denny.
And we had only four free throws in the whole first half of the first game. This is our sixth already here.
Both free throws off the back heel, high in the air and down. And Al Burnett with a 7-5 lead now. Shookman will take a seat for Al Burnett. And back in for the Pirates is Vanessa Hoyle. 2-3 zone here for Al Burnett.
Change up in defense.
Digman works it right of the lane. Reese and the ball fake on the drive and a blocking foul call. Boy, Reese took it strong to the glass. They're going to get the block on Washburn.
And that was one of those close calls. Could have gone either way. Lexi Washburn gets the block call.
It's going to be her second. And already team foul number four on Al Burnett.
Al Burnett will send Washburn to the bench.
Christy Gedkin in for Maquoketa Valley, 5'10 senior. Both these teams will play quite a few coming off the bench. And Gedkin in there right now, number 35. Off the inbound, the leaner up and good from the heart of the lane. Put in by Megan Menson, who's got her second field goal in four.
Good footwork.
Nice fake and put it in off the glass. 7-7. Rose off the clear out. Goes baseline. Cut off by Digman. Tries to bounce it inside. Broken up by Menson and taken away.
Very good defense by Menson.
Turnover number four. Lead pass to Digman. Leaner off the glass. No. And another foul called. And foul's going to go against Taylor Huber. And that'll be her first.
We're going to have more fouls, more free throws in this game. Both teams playing good aggressive defense.
In and out with the first free throw for Digman. 55% Maquoketa Valley shoots 61% for the season. 5'8 senior with one more, trying to break the tie, and swishes it right through. 8-7, Maquoketa Valley lead. They'll put on the pressure, and they come up with the deflection, the steal. Missed the layup, though, and the rebound out of there to Rose for Albernette. She dribbled it off her leg out of bounds. And saw this in the earlier game, Denny, as well as this one in the early going. Trying to break the pressure. First thing, like you said, put it on the floor.
Yep.
You got to look for the outlet pass first. Dump pass inside, bounce down to the left block, through the hands of Getkin, but Maquoketa Valley picks it back up with Digman. Getkin outside the arc, gets it to Menson. Getkin, cross-court pass to Digman. Right side three-pointer, no good on the line driver, got her own rebound. Back out front, and Maquoketa Valley will reset with Wilson. Dump pass into the lane. Getkin put it on the floor, had it knocked away. Wildcats pick it back up. 2:20 to play, first quarter. And an 8-7 Maquoketa Valley lead. Pass deflected in the interior, stolen away as Huber comes away with it. Turnover number three. Rose spins in the near side corner, front court, out front to Valesky, and she'll reset it.
We played almost 6 minutes, and Albernette has only gotten off four field goal attempts.
High post, pass through the hands of Hoyle, picked up by Huber, and on the drive was tied up. And it should go back to Maquoketa Valley.
Good tough half-court defense being played by the Wildcats of Maquoketa Valley.
And a media timeout here with 1:53 to play here in the first quarter. And Maquoketa Valley with an 8-7 lead. And both teams kind of trying to feel one another out here a little bit in the early going.
Yep, a conference game and the first meeting of the year between the two. Maquoketa Valley is 3-for-9 from the floor, 0-for-3 from three-point range. Albernette 2-for-4. Both teams gone to the line four times. Albernette has made three, and Maquoketa Valley two, and rebounds 4-to-4 so far.
So Scott Monk talking with his Wildcats, and Albernette, Seth Engelken, gathered around with his Pirates. And everybody breaks the huddle. Maquoketa Valley with Megan Menson in there. Gets it to Wall, and she'll bring it up with the left-hand dribble. Picked up out front there by Shuckman, who just came back into the game at the dead ball. Wildcats by a point. The pass through the hands of Wall and out of bounds. From Caitlin Schumann, who just checked in. 5'6 and a senior. It's turnover number four against Maquoketa Valley, and now the ball loose into the corner, picked back up by Albernette, but the pass through the hands of Huber for an over and back violation.
And a little bit too much panic and going on here for Albernette. Caused by the pressure of Maquoketa Valley. 2-3 zone now for the Pirates.
Springville hanging around to watch their fellow Tri-Rivers Conference teams.
They have to face each of these teams one more time at least. Both these teams are 2A, I believe, aren't they, Scott?
That is correct. And Maquoketa Valley was in the rankings as the Wildcats turn it over. They fell out this week. They were in at number 13. Fell out despite the 7-2 record after the loss, and Wildcats come away with the steals. They double down on the block. Turnover number eight against Albernette.
And that's far too many in 7 minutes.
And Wall, trying to get off the three, gives it right back on the travel.
So Albernette, even with the eight turnovers, only trailing by a point here, if they can attack this press, get the ball up and get a good shot, have a chance to take the lead.
Rihanna Menson in, and there's a foul in the backcourt, or a violation. I'm going to say a kick on Maquoketa Valley.
Maquoketa Valley in a man press, and I really think against man pressure, you want to clear out the backcourt and let one player bring it up.
Makes it a lot easier. Going baseline on the ball fake. Albernette kick out to Valesky for three and curled it in. Maddie Valesky with the three-pointer. Only her fourth of the year.
And there's Albernette with the lead.
10-8, under a minute to play, 22 seconds. High arching three, and answering from Maquoketa Valley is Brianna Menson.
The lead didn't last long.
And a travel in the backcourt with 15.4 to go against the pressure. Menson, a 25% three-point shooter from beyond the golden arc, gives Maquoketa Valley an 11-10 lead. Wildcats inbound. Menson off the clear out. Drives the left side of the lane. Stops, pops, and hits off the glass. Five in a row for Menson. 6 seconds to play. Shuckman across the timeline. Gets it to Huber. Huber stops free throw line. High arching jumper. Good. On the 15-footer at the horn for Taylor Huber. And we are through one. And after one, Maquoketa Valley on top of Val Burnett. 13-12. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls Basketball from Rivalry Saturday right here on KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now, exclusively from IMON Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, IMON Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. IMON Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back with you here at 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unesh alongside Denny Gettle. First quarter numbers as we get a one-point game with the Wildcats in front.
Maquoketa 5 for 11 from the floor, 1 for 4 from three-point range. Albernette is 4 for 6 from the floor, 1 for 1 from three-point range. Albernette's 3 for 4 from the line. Maquoketa Valley 2 for 4, and rebounding still tied at 4-4.
Wildcat basketball as we start the second quarter. Sammy Wall lost it off her leg, out of bounds. Good defense there by Matty Valesky.
A little change of defense, a 1-1-3, kind of a half-court trap there by Albernette.
Set the lineups as we start the second quarter. Hoyle, Huber, Valesky in there along with Rose. For the and Porter for the Pirates. High post, Albernette back to Valesky. They leave her wide open. She'll crank up the three, no good, and the deep rebound comes out the wall. Coconut Valley in transition. Wall with a left-hand dribble and was fouled. A little reach foul on Valesky. Probably not a real good one.
Yeah, Albernette just does not shoot the three very well.
Team foul number 6. Hoyle will come out for the Pirates. And Albernette to the bench as the inbounds pass and a basket for Brianna Menson.
Cassidy Rose has made 6 threes this season. No other player has made more than 3 for Albernette.
Washburn back in for Albernette. They break the pressure. Porter gets it to Washburn. Back outside to Rose. On the drive, kick to Huber. Top of the key, 3-pointer. Ring it up for Huber.
All I had to do was start talking about it.
Albernette appreciates it. 15-15, been a good one so far. Not a cleanest game, but very competitive. Throw over the top, Menson. Bounce pass inside to Reese. Takes it up strong. Can't finish, though, off the glass. Rebound to Huber. Leading the pack, going 1-on-2. Huber all the way down, and a whistle and a blocking foul call. And Huber a little slow to get up, but she's okay.
Reese made a very good move sliding between two defenders there and just couldn't get the layup to drop. And then Huber took it coast to coast.
And
Albernette gets an out of bounds on the baseline.
Megan Menson picks up the foul. 15-15 ball game. Ball slapped away, picked back up by Albernette. Trouble in the corner, spinning, looking, trying to dump it inside, and the pass stolen away. Loose again and picked up by Maquoketa Valley. Already 10 turnovers. Feed inside, kicked out of bounds.
And Maquoketa Valley is really trying to overplay every pass. Sorry, Scott.
It's all right.
But Albert is going to need a back cut, I think, to get some open space.
Kylie Valesky comes in for Albert. And Maddie Valesky to Kylie Valesky off the inbounds. Getkin for three, no good. And rebound to Albert and a travel.
Lexi Washburn with a good aggressive rebound, but just lost her balance on the baseline.
Kylie Valesky, a freshman as well, and a young Albert team off the inbound. Layup missed, no good by Getkin. Got her own rebound, was fouled going up. Maquoketa Valley with some offensive rebounding strength. And Washburn just picked up her third foul. So it looks like she will have to come out of the game.
Just and 9.5 minutes into the game, that is a problem.
Getkin with two and buries the first one. First point for Christy Getkin off the bench. As coming in for Maquoketa Valley will be Hager. That's Macy Hager, number 45. Second free throw also good. Hager, another long-time name, and we're going to get a timeout by Albert. 17-15, looks like a 30-second timeout. Nope, full timeout.
And that one's caused by the defense. Albert was having trouble getting the ball inbounded under the Maquoketa Valley basket.
Seth Engelken's going to draw up a plan here during this timeout. 17-15 Maquoketa Valley. And gives us a chance to let you know what's coming up. The final four games here at Rivalry Saturday, led off by number 4 and 4A Mason City taking on Iowa City West. And boy, West High, good thing they played early last night in the doubleheader. Double overtime game. And they'll need all the legs they can get to stop Mackenzie Meyer and Mason City.
Against their biggest rival, of course, in inter-city game. Big crowd. It's quite a doubleheader down there. The Iowa City West boys, of course, outstanding team. But City High gave them an argument last night.
Played zone and kept the game low scoring. West and Mason City. And Mason City, all they did last night was knock off number one in the state in 5A Johnston last night.
And we're talking girls there, of course. Mason City here today.
And they're a 4A team this year. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Has five classes, remember, in girls basketball. Albert basketball, and they break the pressure a little easier this time and get it underneath for the turnaround that was blocked. Hoyle had it blocked, and here comes Mack Valley the other way. Lead pass to Wall. Gets it inside, posting up Hager, and her turnaround off the glass is good from the right block. 5'8 sophomore Macy Hager with the shot, and a travel on Albert against the pressure.
And Albert just having a devil of a time here against this Maquoketa Valley full court press.
Little 4-0 mini run right now by Maquoketa Valley. As Brianna Metzen will bounce it into Wall. Digman back into the game. Mentioned Hager in there. It's a pass deflected inside to Hager. Picks it back up, throws it out front. And Wall will reset the offense. Metzen on the drive. Good drop off pass inside to Hager. Had a block from behind by Hoyle. It's out of bounds to the Wildcats.
Albert trying to attack that full court man-to-man press by putting all four or all five or four people in the backcourt. I just think there are too many people back there.
Inbound, Maquoketa Valley. Menson on the drive, stops, puts it up from point-blank range, left it short. Rebound loose in the lane, out of bounds, and they'll keep it with the Wildcats. Maquoketa Valley. Inbound, Hager left wide open, three-pointer is no good. And the rebound to Huber. Long outlet pass on the drive. Here's Rose off balance. Threw it up. Hit the side of the backboard. And here comes Wall the other way. So I got a bug attacking me here, Denny.
Uh-oh.
Woke up.
Left over from the rodeo.
Could be. Hager scoring the layup for Maquoketa Valley. 21-15. Hager with four off the bench as Albert answers. Vanessa Hoyle with the little 10-foot pull-up. 21-17. Jump pass inside, broken up by Hoyle. Loose picked up by Huber. In transition, three on three. Huber stops, pops, a high archer, rimming no from 10 feet out. Rebound and a foul from the backside official. And it's going to be on Maquoketa Valley. And it's going to be on Christy Gedkin. Only the fifth, though, on the Wildcats with 4:40 to play first half.
Well, Maquoketa Valley's gotten off 19 field goal attempts here in the first half to just 12 for Alburnett. Alburnett just is having a very tough time with the Maquoketa Valley pressure.
Inbound pass stolen away, loose in the center circle, and Maquoketa Valley comes away with it. Wall, bullet pass down low for the easy layup, Caitlin Schumann. Schumann's first bucket. And Maquoketa Valley extends the lead to six at 23-17. Alburnett basketball, Schuckman on the bounce. On the right block, turnaround, no, but a foul called to Porter. We'll go to the line.
And once again, Alburnett got the ball inside, into the block. If they can just handle the ball well enough to overcome this defensive pressure, I think they can find some open people on the inside.
Second on Gedkin, six-team foul. The free throw rattles in for Amber Porter. 5'9 junior, Porter, averages 3.6 a game, a 62% foul shooter. Been a lot of good Porters in athletics at Alburnett over the years.
Pretty good wrestling team at Alburnett High School.
Think so? 23-19. The boys did play last night in a single game, and the Alburnett boys won that one. Three-pointer from the right wing won't go by Wall, and the rebound to Alburnett. Huber with the right hand takes it across the timeline. And Alburnett will get into the offense against the man-to-man. Inside turnaround from the heart of the lane won't go by Porter. And then a tied ball. Off the rebound, jump ball, and will stay Pirate basketball. Looks like Macy Hager might have twisted an ankle. Her left ankle over there. They're taking a look at it. Inbound to Huber. Drives in. High floater. No. And a rebound to Gedkin. Wildcat basketball up by four. High catch made by Wall. Menson over to the far side to Schumann. Couple of jab steps. Now circles left. Takes the top of the key and a reach foul called on Alburnett. Maddie Schuckman, first on Schuckman, team foul number eight. Gedkin must be all right, she's going back in.
All right, that's good. Christy Huber, a 19.3 score for Alburnett. They haven't been able to get the ball in her hands enough.
Seven for Huber tonight. As the Iowa City West team has just gotten here with B.J. Mayer. Free throw, one and one. Back heel and down. One more coming up for Schumann, who has three off the bench. 3:28 to play first half, and it's 24-19 in favor of Maquoketa Valley. One more coming up for Schumann. Takes her time, puts it up, and got it.
And both teams shooting free throws well. Maquoketa Valley 6-for-8, Alburnett 5-for-6.
Alburnett, Cassidy Rose will come in for the Pirates for Kylie Valesky. As Vanessa Hoyle also back in for Alburnett, replacing Porter.
And now Maquoketa Valley, a little different defense here, a 1-3-1 half-court trap.
Try to trap off that first pass. Get it to Huber, left of the key, over to Rose. Nice ball fake, goes baseline, and a push called on the Wildcats.
And we have a bonus.
Angie Wilson picks up the foul. One and one coming up for Cassidy Rose, 40% on the year. 25-19, Wildcats with the lead of six. Free throw on the way and right through. She'll get the bonus.
Cassidy with a large brace on her right knee.
One more coming up for Rose. the junior, up and good. Got them both. 3 out of 4 from the line for the 5'2 junior. Brings Al Burnett back within 4 at 25-21. Benson brings it up across the timeline for Maquoketa Valley.
Al Burnett in a 2-3.
Bounce pass, right block. They try to get it right of the lane to Reese, and she was tied up by Valesky.
Good plan of attack there by Maquoketa Valley, getting the ball to the baseline, trying to sneak it in to the middle from there.
And we're going to have an official's timeout. And we'll take one as well. We'll take a 30-second timeout with 2:57 to play here in the opening half. Maquoketa Valley 25 and Albert Burnett 21. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Crowd being entertained here by Jeff Whirling. Between plays, between sessions, 25-21. As Maquoketa Valley with the basketball and the lead, they get it inside. The shot off the glass won't go by Hager. And Al Burnett with the rebound. Stop and go move across the timeline into front court. Cross court pass to Rose. Drives baseline, cut off by the double team. Back to Valesky. Right of the lane, now to Hoyle. Huber fakes, steps in. High arching 15-footer, left it short. Good defense by Maquoketa Valley there, Denny. They doubled on Huber.
Yep. Al Burnett's going to get another shot at it as offensive team rebound out of bounds.
Inbound, and they'll lob it to Huber with 2.5 to play here in the first half. Huber goes crossover, starts to drive, kick out to Valesky for the open three. Back heel, no. And Digman high to get the rebound for the Wildcats. Brianna Benson, good high-low look inside to Reese for the easy layup high off the glass.
And Reese is effective. They get the ball to her on the block.
Peyton Reese now with 3, her first field goal. 6-point Wildcat lead, 27-21. High pass, tipped out of bounds, going to stay with Al Burnett. Sammy Wall back in for the Wildcats. Digman will go out. So Menson in there, along with Wall, Reese. And also in there for Maquoketa Valley is Hager. Pass to the corner again, tipped. Brianna Menson at 5'11 out front, causing all kinds of problems, Denny.
Yep. I think Maquoketa Valley's still in that half-court zone now. They're player for player.
Switching it up is Scott Monk. Looking, and the 5-second count. Rose couldn't get it in. 14th Al Burnett turnover of the first half. 27-21 the lead. And Maquoketa Valley with the lead in the ball. Menson drives, stops, pops. It won't go from 15. Rebound Al Burnett. Hoyle got it. Outlet pass to Huber. Quickly into the front court. Driving a kick out to Rose for 3, and she hits from the near side corner.
That's her 7th three-pointer of the season.
Averaging just under 6 a game, and Rose already with 6. Bad pass, stolen away. Valesky with a breakaway on the 2-on-1 and was fouled as Digman caught up to her and wouldn't give up the easy 2. Second foul on Aaron Digman. Team foul number 8. And going to the line will be Maddie Valesky.
She was out in front of the defense there, but had a little trouble corralling the dribble, and the defense caught up to her.
Free throw goes. One more coming up. 2-point game now. Maquoketa Valley out in front.
Al Burnett, 8 for 9 from the line. That helps.
One more. Line driver. Got it. Valesky now with a total of 5, and she'll take a seat for Al Burnett. As it'll be Kylie Valesky coming in for Maddie Valesky. for the Pirates. Shuckman also in. Here's a pass inside off the hands of Hager. Loose. They fight for it. Reese comes away with it. Step through a double team. Runner no good with a right hand. Rebound Al Burnett. Valesky on the outlet to Rose. Brings across the timeline. Bullet pass inside, and we're going to get a double dribble, I think, before. Or a foul. Nope, foul caused a double dribble. Sammy Wall will pick up her first. And just hear Scott Monk over there sitting down saying, slow down. Free throw, no good on the 1-1, and then over the back. They're going to get Shuckman. That'll be the second on Shuckman, team foul number 9. We walk to the other end.
What are the total turnovers for the game, Scott? Pretty high totals, I think.
14 for Al Burnett and 8 for Maquoketa Valley.
It's a little bit of a ragged game, especially compared to the last one, and not the easiest game to officiate.
Kind of been choppy.
Yes.
So Peyton Rees on the free throw line. 1-1 for the Wildcats of Maquoketa Valley. Benzanese, first one right through. She'll get the bonus.
Maquoketa Valley's made 7 out of 9 from the line. Good free throw shooting by both teams. Is Washburn the only one in serious foul trouble?
With 3, yes. Several with 2. Second one, front iron, no. And Patty Valesky, all by her lonesome, gets the rebound. Outlet pass to Huber up the near boards. Lobs it down on the baseline. Plays catch now with Porter. Under a minute to play here in the game's first half. Here's a baseline jumper on the way, left short. Rebound comes out deep. Hoyle couldn't collect it. Here comes Menson the other way. Knocked away from behind. Good defense there by Rose. Caused a turnover. Hoyle goes behind the back with a dribble. Drives in. Cross-court pass. Open three-pointer up. No, and a foul on the closeout. They're going to get Schumann on a foul, fouling Rose. Now, was it a 3 or a long 2? And they're going to say 2. So that'll put Cassidy Rose on the line for 2.
Got fouled on the box out.
Misses the first. Had a lot of free throws shot in the first half.
Box out, Mark.
As Scott Monk predicted, it will be his team that will get everybody behind schedule.
This will be the 23rd free throw of the first half. We had 4 in the first half of the last game.
This one's short, both no good. Reese with the rebound. Maquoketa Valley by 2. They led by 6 a moment ago at 28-26.
20 seconds to go, and it looks like Maquoketa Valley is going to go for the last shot.
Imagine that would be the case. Down to 10 seconds. Brianna Menson, standing right hand, dribble up high between the circles. Leaves it for Hager at the left free throw line. Cross-court pass, open 3 on the way. Too strong, no good by Schumann. Rebound underneath, picked up by Maquoketa Valley. Put back, won't go at the horn. So we are at halftime at the U.S. Cellular Center in this Tri-Rivers Conference battle. At halftime, it's Maquoketa Valley on top of Al Burnett, 28-26. And we'll come back and talk halftime with you from downtown Cedar Rapids after this 2-minute timeout as you're listening to Girls High School Rivalry Saturday Basketball on KGYM Sports.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, when you listen to your gut, you can't go wrong. You know when to eat, when to pass on leather pants, and when to get that pesky engine light checked. At AutoZone, our Fix Finder tool helps you troubleshoot the real problem for free. So whether it's just a loose gas cap or something serious, you can fix it without paying more than you can stomach. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-814-2162.
We are water. We are education. We are health. We are stronger together. Meet Awi Rafiki bracelets are handmade with love by women in Africa, providing employment and empowerment. Wear your passion for changing the world at Awi.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You and him, should I give him me?
Back with you here at halftime. We'll get the stats real quick. We'll get a word from Nate Sanderson as Maquoketa Valley leads Al Burnett at halftime, 28-26. First half scoring looks like this for Maquoketa Valley. Very balanced. Brianna Benson leading the way with 7 points, including the only three for the Wildcats. And then four apiece for Megan Benson, Peyton Rees, Caitlin Schumann, Macy Hager, all with 4 points. And then 2 points apiece for Angie Wilson and Christy Getkin, and Aaron Digman with a free throw for one. Al Burnett leading the way at halftime. Taylor Huber with 7. Cassidy Rose with 6. Maddie Valesky with 5, including a three-pointer. 2 apiece for Amber Porter, Vanessa Hoyle, and Lexi Washburn, along with Maddie Shuckman. The turnovers, Al Burnett 14 unofficially in the first half. Maquoketa Valley with 9 in the first half of play. Bench scoring right now, 12-4 in favor of the Wildcats. And you're doing your final figures there, Denny. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so. I can fake it at least. Al Burnett being out-rebounded by Maquoketa Valley 17-15. Four rebounds for Christy Getkin off the bench for Maquoketa Valley, 4 for Brianna Menson, 3 for Aaron Digman, 2 for Sam Wall, 1 for Peyton Rees. And Al Burnett with 15 rebounds. They have 3 each from Taylor Huber and Vanessa Hoyle, and 1 apiece from 5 other players. Free throws, Al Burnett is 9 for 13 in the first half, and Maquoketa Valley 7 for 10. Field goal percentage, we'll cheat and look at the official sheet that was just given us. 10 for 33 for Maquoketa Valley, 30%, and 10 out of 27 for Al Burnett at 37%. The three-point shots, 4 out of 6 for Al Burnett, and 1 out of 8 for Maquoketa Valley.
All right, very good. And I'm going to let you, we're going to hand off the headset here to Nate Sanderson, the Springville head girls basketball coach, as Springville, tough game earlier on, a good game, as they fell to Turkey Valley 49-42. And tough one, Nate. I know the girls aren't real happy. You're probably not real happy, but we thought the legs kind of went away there in the fourth quarter a little bit.
Well, yeah, the game was really a battle of tempo. I thought, you know, when Turkey Valley got the game going up and down and kind of rushed us a little bit faster than what we're normally comfortable with, we struggled, turned the ball over a little bit, and never really got set into our offense in some of those situations, and especially in the first half. And then third quarter we came out, we were down 4 and held them scoreless, played a lot of half-court offense and half-court defense, which is kind of what we're most comfortable doing. Got the lead back, and then they kind of got us frazzled a little bit there in the fourth quarter, and I don't know that we ran out of gas as much as we just lost control of the tempo of the game, and you know, they were able to get the lead there and then make some free throws down the stretch.
And Rikes took over in the fourth quarter. She had, I think, 16 points in the fourth quarter, and that's what all Staters do, I guess.
Yeah, she had a great game, you know, and obviously she was the, you know, first point in our scouting report, and I thought at times we did a great job staying in front of her, and when we didn't, though, she made us pay, and either she created a shot for herself or one of her teammates ended up with a good look when she collapsed the defense. And like you said, that's what great players do, and she played great in the fourth quarter.
Thought your defense in the third quarter, Denny, and I thought it was really outstanding. You made a few subtle adjustments. You got out on Rikes a little bit, and also got out on Busta and got a hand in her face for the three-point shots.
Yeah, we did a lot better contesting, I think, and not just giving open looks away, and we did a great job on the glass. I don't know that we gave up an offensive board in the third quarter, and that had hurt us in the first half a little bit too, where we might be, you know, play good defense initially and then not finish the possession with a board and give them a second chance opportunity. So when we were doing that, contesting and rebounding, that gave us a chance to get back into it at the offensive end.
You probably like to have about three or four of those layups back that it came up a little bit short. Again, maybe from playing last night when Turkey Valley didn't, I don't know.
Well, maybe, but, you know, at the same time, if you would have showed me our shot chart before the game and not told me what shots we'd make or miss, I'd take it every time. I mean, I thought we got great opportunities at the basket. We probably missed 15, you know, shots within 3 or 4 feet, and maybe some of that's big court. Maybe it's playing back-to-back. Maybe it's more physical game, but, I mean, we'll take those shots anytime we can get them. They just didn't fall for us today.
Yeah, and when you did get it inside, things were falling. Michaela got some good looks there, and I tell you, Megan Wagaman just played a terrific defensive game. Same thing with Riley, did a very good job, her usual defensive game.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Megan's kind of a glue player for us. She had 13 points, 13 boards, and 6 assists last night, and then I think she had 8, 11, and 5 or something like that today. She just does so many things well for us, and Riley, you know, this was probably the first game in her career where she played angry, and you could tell that she was missed a couple shots early, and she was frustrated, and really played at a higher level of aggression maybe than what we've seen on a sustained, you know, for throughout a game, which is exciting. I mean, obviously it didn't work out for us in the end, but if she plays with that same intensity going forward, that's really going to help us too.
Well, you may see him again. You hope to see him again.
Well, hopefully not till Des Moines. I hope the state, you know, they usually do a pretty good job of splitting up teams that are in the top eight there, and I think that they, you know, that hopefully we won't be in the same region when the brackets come out in a couple of weeks. But, you know, Jeff Linder had asked me at halftime if it was worth playing this game and taking a loss, and we, you know, said absolutely. We lose the ranking, that's not a big deal to us. But that experience at the midway point of the year, you know, a regional final type intensity here gives us a lot of feedback on some things we got to improve before we get to the end of the year.
About the only thing it's going to hurt you with is probably maybe seeding if you get to the state tournament or something like that. It's not a good, there are more positives than negatives for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, we'd make that trade at any point to, you know, be able to just be in this kind of environment. It's the first game we've trailed in the fourth quarter in a long time, and you know, it's good for our kids to have to figure that out. And I thought the last 2 minutes of the game, we did everything right. I mean, we forced a couple timeouts. We put them on the line. We got the rebounds. We made a three. We had another good look at a three with about 20 seconds left that just didn't go in. So we gave ourselves an opportunity. It was just the hole was just a little bit too deep for us at that point.
And you got a good look for the tying three there from the corner. You executed that well.
Yep. So they found the open player, and she was ready to go. So
that's the way it goes sometimes.
That's the game of basketball for you.
Now you got to get back into Tri-Rivers, and you got some really good teams, four of them, yourselves, Northland, and then you got Alberton and Maquoketa Valley here. So it's not been the prettiest first half here, but they've been battling.
Well, these guys know each other pretty well. You know, they've been going at each other twice a season here, twice during the season, and you can tell that they are pretty familiar with what they do, and makes a pretty physical rivalry when these two get together. So it's fun to watch.
Yeah, and a lot of fun. What's coming up for you Tuesday night?
We're off Tuesday, so we get a few days here to go back to practice, and then we'll go to East Buchanan Friday, and then we host Maquoketa Valley a week from Tuesday. So that'll be another big game for us coming up.
So you got the little scouting report going here for this afternoon.
Well, we're paying a little attention to this game, so.
And Nate, appreciate it. Thanks, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Nate Sanderson, head coach of the Springville Orioles, as they fell earlier tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, 49-42 to Turkey Valley in the unbeaten battle in Class 3A. You're listening to high school girls basketball from Rivalry Saturday right here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. As we get ready for the second half here, college score to throw your way. It's 38-34 at halftime. The Iowa State men, Denny, on top of the Baylor Bears. That at halftime.
And that Big 12 is a meat grinder. I think they could have four teams that get top four seeds in the NCAA tournament with Kansas, Oklahoma, Iowa State, and West Virginia.
Long way to go, though. Long way to go here. As we are ready for half number two, as Maquoketa Valley and Albernette, two-point game. Albernette with the basketball. They inbound to Cassidy Rhodes. She'll take it quickly into the front court. Maquoketa Valley in the straight-up man-to-man, player-to-player defense. Right side off to clear out. Hoyle going one-on-one. Backs her way in the right block. Back out to Huber. See if either team's made some changes and little tweaks as we get ready for the second half.
Al Burnett just has to handle the ball better in the backcourt against that press.
Starting five for Al Burnett. Valesky tried to bounce it inside, broken up by Wall, loose, picked up by Digman. Held it for 36 seconds, could not get a shot off, and an Al Burnett turnover.
Really impressed with Maquoketa Valley's defense all over.
Menson, pull-up jumper right through from about 8 feet out, left of the lane. Brianna Menson now with nine. Mack Valley up by four at 30-26. The Mensons, Reese, Wall, and Digman in there right now for Maquoketa Valley. Al Burnett with their starters, Huber, Porter, Hoyle, Maddie Valesky, and Cassidy Rose. A jump ball, force pass inside, and on the arrow, it'll go to Maquoketa Valley.
Again, good defense in the half court by the Wildcats.
Really dropping people on Huber inside and also on Porter inside are the Wildcats. Reese in the high post, she'll turn, fire the 17-footer, left it short. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Maquoketa Valley. As Menson gets it into the lane on the run. Brianna Menson had it blocked. And here comes Valesky. Long up court, diagonal pass right side to Rose. Give and go back to Huber. No look pass baseline. Hoyle throws it out of bounds. Ball tipped, Seth Engelken said. And is Jerry Winter going to agree with him? I think he will. Good job of officiating there.
Yeah, they've worked together to get a couple calls straightened out here tonight.
Helps out when you got a nice crew that's been together a long time. Jerry Winter says 37 years. Huber left open, left corner three, ball short. Weak side board to Digman. And check that, weak side board to Megan Menson. Over in the corner for the three, it's up and good, and that was Digman.
It's a danger zone for Al Burnett. They can't lose contact.
33-26, up court pass is tipped out of bounds. And you're going to keep it with Al Burnett, looks like. And it will stay Pirate basketball. Looking. Maddie Schuckman, who just came into the game, gets it to Valesky as Hoyle steps out. Right of the lane, tip pass outside, three-pointer way short. Reese with a rebound. Good block out, good position down low for Peyton Reese. Bounce pass right side, Digman up top, free throw line, Reese's jumper, and she got the roll, and now Maquoketa Valley, just like that, up nine.
Al Burnett needs to answer right here.
7-0 run by Maquoketa Valley, trap across the timeline, Al Burnett breaks it to Huber, goes crossover, drives in, traveled with it.
Maquoketa Valley's defense causing more turnovers by the Pirates. Brianna Menson averages almost 15 points a game for the Wildcats, and they have an outstanding defensive team.
Brianna Menson, cross-court pass to Digman, and before the shot, I think you can get a moving screen on Maquoketa Valley. That was pretty blatant. Going to be on Peyton Reese, her second and the first of the half, and that'll allow Maquoketa Valley to set up the pressure defense. Valesky up the far boards, gets it to Huber. Huber starts to drive, lost it on the floor. It's loose. Jump ball. And we'll stay with Al Burnett. Maquoketa Valley good from behind and trailing the ball and getting a hand on it.
Very good defense and really taking advantage of Al Burnett's ball handling issues.
Pirates inbound, right of the glass looking in, and they'll lob it up top to Washburn. She's playing with three fouls, Lexi Washburn is. Only player on either team with three. They bounce it inside. Washburn posting up. Got cut off, kicks it back out to Valesky now. Bounce to Huber right of the circle. Huber guarded by Megan Menson. Done a good job on her. Valesky goes crossover, drives right of the lane all the way in. Bounce to the corner now to Hoyle. Inside to Porter. Double team. Cross-court pass. Open three-pointer up. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Washburn back up and in with the little left-hand scoop.
Good follow-up for that missed three-pointer.
Washburn gives Albernette their first points of the half, and it's 35-28, Maquoketa Valley. Bounce right side. Albernette's gone to the zone here. 2-3. Bounce to the corner. A fake. Nenson tries to drop it on. The bounce pass in the left block to Rees and thrown away.
Again, Maquoketa Valley with a good plan of attack against that zone, just didn't execute.
Turnover number 11. One-hand pop shot comes up short. Partially blocks as Jerry Winter. We go the other way. Up court pass. Back it comes to Wall. She'll try it for three. Left it short right wing. Offensive rebound and a foul inside. I think on Albernette. And it will be on Amber Porter, who also has a little bit of blood on her leg, and she'll get that taken care of. Our friend Bill Grudzinski over there in charge of things. Wildcat basketball. Getkin into the game now. Christy Getkin on the hand back to Brianna Menson. 35-28 Wildcats. They've led most of the game here. Double high post. They lob it inside to Getkin on the give and go. Can't get it to go. And the rebound to Huber. Weaves her way through traffic. Quickly into the front court. Drives the light side of the lane and the leaning layup good. Went right through a double team.
She's had to work hard for her points, and she certainly did that time.
35-30. Huber's first bucket of the half. She's got nine. Came in averaging almost 20 points a game. Dump to Getkin. Kick outside. Three is way off the mark. An air ball, but saved in by the Wildcats. Underneath the Menson. Cleaner no good off the glass. And we'll have a tied ball on the rebound. And it will stay Maquoketa Valley ball. Seen a lot of jump balls in this game this afternoon. And with 2:48 to play, we'll have a media timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Maquoketa Valley 35 and Albernette 30. Back after this 30-second timeout here at KGYM Sports.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
35-35 point Maquoketa Valley lead here in this Tri Rivers Conference game on Rivalry Saturday. Scott Unash, Denny Gettle with you, Brent Balbinot, and Mr. Warner will stop by afterwards. As Maquoketa Valley inbounds and driving into the lane, Megan Menson was fouled as she took it hard to the basket.
Really impressed with Maquoketa Valley's defense, and if they can just get their individuals to become a little bit better offensive players, they could be a force to be reckoned with down the road here.
Washburn picks up the foul, her fourth, so she will have to go to the bench. And Maddie Valesky back in for Albernette. Lob pass to the free throw line. Menson going one-on-one, stops, puts it off the glass short, and rebound to Albernette. Tapped away, picked up by Taylor Huber. She'll take it on the power dribble to the right hand, back to the trailer, Valesky. And they play catch outside the arc. And Maquoketa Valley back to that kind of a 1-3-1 zone.
Yep. Trying to trap that first pass to the wing.
With Brianna Menson up front. High lob pass to the corner, knocked away out of bounds. Good defense by Aaron Digman. Albernette to inbound right in front of their head coach, Seth Engelken. Looking, they get it in now to Hoyle. Fakes, drives, double team. Back it comes to Huber. Huber to the corner. Valesky, a quick three, no good. And Maquoketa Valley picks up the loose change. Here comes Megan Menson on the run. She'll take it in the front court, circle it back out between the rings to Megan Menson, or Brianna, I beg your pardon. Inside, good, bounce pass down low, shot up, no. And Gedkin will go to the line off the nice little high-low feed.
Cresty Gedkin's done a real nice job off the bench for Maquoketa Valley. That's her fifth rebound that she just got at the defensive end.
Free throws coming up for Cresty Gedkin. Trying to improve in the five-point lead and splits that on the first one. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union this afternoon. As Macy Hager and Sammy Wall back in for Maquoketa Valley. Wildcats by six. They've led pretty much the entire way. Free throw number two right through. And Reese will come back in for the Wildcats. 37-30, 7-point Maquoketa Valley lead. Now Angie Wilson into the Valley lineup. Wilson in there along with Hager, Wall, Reese, and Digman. So both Mensons getting a break right now and three-quarter court pressure, ball deflected out of bounds. And it will be Albernette inbound right in front of us. Huber looking, and gets it into Valesky. She had it knocked away momentarily. Digman, good defense, picked up by Rose. Bounce inside, goes out of bounds as Hoyle couldn't collect it.
They're creating a lot of anxiety on the part of Albernette players with their defense, and Albernette just rushing things, making low percentage passes sometimes.
I like that, Denny, creating anxiety.
I think most coaches would like to have their defense create anxiety.
1:18 to play. Digman's pass tipped. Coconut Valley keeps it though. Angling right with it, Digman. They're going to get her for a double dribble. Turnover number 12 on the Wildcats to 18 for Albernette.
You keep feeling like Maquoketa Valley's pulling away here, but looking up at the scoreboard, Albernette's hanging around.
No look pass over the left side and a foul called as Digman fouled Shookman. Good assist possibility that time by Huber. Third on Digman, and Maddie Shookman to the line. 2 points on the afternoon. Shookman a left-hander, and the first one too strong, no good. Iowa City West, Mason City coming up at the conclusion of this one.
Shookman a 64.5% free throw shooter on the season.
One more to try to pull Albernette within a half a dozen. Got it. Yeah, she rattled it home. Full court Albernette pressure now for the first time.
Just over a minute to go here in the third.
Jump pass left sideline. They got a 3-on-2 and then Wilson traveled with it.
And good defense pressure by Maddie Valesky there, the senior. Point guard for Albernette.
And again, Scott Monk up saying, slow down. Slow down. Now Albernette will face some pressure. Throw over the top to Huber. Now they get a 3-on-3. Huber on the drive all the way, and the running layup good with the right hand. For Taylor Huber's double figures with 11.
She's the money player for the Pirates, no question.
37-33, 40 seconds to play. High lob pass, one-handed catch by Wall. See if Mack Valley goes for one here. Standing left-hand dribble, Wall backs up against Valesky. Now angles left with it. Has it outside the arc. Back up top with 27 seconds to play to Wilson. That bounce to Mensen, who's back in there. Here's the give and go pass, intercepted. Loose in the floor, picked back up by Shuckman. Now loose again. Reese dies for it, kept it alive to Mensen. And then Mensen puts her shoulder down and going to get the blocking foul.
Got a little wild action there. Shuckman creating some opportunities from Maquoketa Valley.
Of course, you're getting all this, right?
Yeah, right.
Inbound pass stolen away. Huber read it beautifully. Huber 1-on-2 all the way down and finishes with the right hand.
There's that money player again. Albernette now made 4 of their last 6 field goal attempts to get back in the game.
Last second 3 just short, and that's it for the third quarter of play. after three in the Battle of the Tri-Rivers Conference foes. It's Maquoketa Valley 37 and Albernette 35. And we'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls Basketball from Rivalry Saturday right here on KGYN.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Konek-Tau, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Fourth quarter from the U.S. Cellular Center. Iowa City West, Mason City coming up next. As Brett Balbinot, Todd Warner will have that call. We'll be back tonight for Marion and the Linmar Lions here at the Cell Center. About an 8:20, 8:30 start on 1600 a.m. for you for that one. It'll be Albernette ball as we start the fourth quarter. And Albernette will have Porter out there along with Rose, Poyle, Valesky and Huber. And Maquoketa Valley will counter Reese in there, along with Hager, Digman, also Sammy Wall in there, and Brianna Menson. And stepping out of bounds on the far sideline, getting the pass, was Valesky. Unforced error.
We could be watching some history here, Scott, because it's been 20-some games since Albernette has beaten Maquoketa Valley in girls basketball, and they're only down two heading into the fourth.
Been a long, long dry spell for the Albernette Pirates. They'll come out in zone, 2-3 here. Valesky tips the ball away from Wall. Picked back up by Menson. Wall on the drive, right-hand floater good from the heart of the lane for Sammy Wall. Her first points for the 5'7 freshman.
And she's the number two scorer on this team, so that was a very good move.
39-35, and then a fumble on the far sideline. Loose, and we'll have a jump ball, and it's going to go to Maquoketa Valley. Too many turnovers on Albernette's part this afternoon.
Yep, the defensive pressure by Maquoketa Valley is just wreaking havoc.
39-35 lead for the Wildcats. Wall working on the perimeter. Ball tipped away momentarily by Valesky. Picks it back up to Digman. Skip pass over to top Menson. She'll drive baseline in all the way. Stops, put it up, no good. Partially blocked, and then we've got a tied ball on the rebound. Nope, Jerry Winter says there's a foul. And they're going to get Valesky with her third. 15th foul for Albernette. And Maquoketa Valley only with two here in the half. So a long way to go for Albernette to get into the bonus.
That despite all that defensive pressure applied by the Wildcats.
Wall in the hand back. Menson bounce up top to Rees. Outside the arc, turns down the shot. Over to Wall, Valesky comes out on her. Gets it to Digman, turnaround three, can't get the roll. They fight for the rebound, and gonna have a travel. Coming down and then falling down to her knees was Cassidy Rose.
She's battling hard in there.
At 5'2". Inbound to Reese, powers her way up, and we're gonna have a charging foul. And we're gonna have a discussion with the officials. Jerry Winter.
Might be a travel.
I think there was a travel before the charge. No, they're going to stay with the charge.
And Huber with good position.
Reese just lowered the shoulder that time.
Yep.
That's the third on Peyton Reese. And for Maquoketa Valley, their third. 6:38 remaining in the ball game. We'll have a short post game for you. And there's a push on Gedkin on the inbound. That's her third.
Now Burnett needs to get an inbounds player directly in front of the person taking it out so he can go either direction to get open.
Looking, and finally get it into Hoyle. Hoyle trapped along the far sideline, picks it up, and we're going to get an Albernett 30-second timeout. Bad place to pick up your dribble right from the opposing bench in backcourt.
This has been an experience for Albernett to face this good full-court pressure by Maquoketa Valley that I'm sure will cause fits to a lot of opponents of Maquoketa Valley.
39-35, 30-second timeout with 6:31 to play. And we'll have Iowa City West Mason City coming up, as we mentioned. Then after that, we'll get you to NFL football on the FMs. We'll join the Chiefs in the second half, probably about halftime, Chiefs and the Houston Texans.
You know any Chief fans, Scott?
None.
I know one.
Why do you think I'm wearing red today? It's Red Saturday, man. Hope they can get that first win since 1993. Yeah, I'll say it. I'm rooting for them. A little half-court pressure put on by Mac Valley, and they'll try to trap out of it. Cassie Rose splits a double team, leaves it for Huber. Huber into the lane, right-hand floater, too strong off the back heel. Tried to keep the rebound alive and did to Valesky. Back to Rose. She'll try it for three. No, and a foul on Maquoketa Valley on the blockout. Now, is that after the shot? And that's what Shane Remington will say. And Brianna Menson picks up the foul. That'll be her first, team's fifth. And it was after the three-point shot. So it'll be ball out of bounds to Huber and Albernett. Down by four are the Pirates. Good pass inside. Porter takes a strong to the goal. Came up short on the layup. Got her own rebound. Back up and in for Porter.
And that was just determination there.
That was a harder shot than the first one. Lexi Washburn back into the game with four fouls for Albernett. Skip pass over the top of the zone. Washburn puts it on the floor. Cross-court pass now to Wall. Wall, right back it comes to Digman. She'll put up the three. Off the back heel, no. They fight for it on the weak side. Wildcat basketball. Menson on the penetration move, drives in. Offensive foul on Brianna Menson. That'll be her second. And Albernett now with a chance to tie or take the lead with the three ball. So it'll be Albernett bringing it up here with Valesky. And again, it'll be the 2-2-1. Bounce pass and going in the middle. The low pass to Huber through her legs. Picked up, tied ball. Goes to Albernett. As the defending 3A state champions make their appearance to the Cell Center. They had a pretty good run here in the fall, too.
And that would be?
The Nevada Cubs at the state volleyball tournament. Pretty good class. They're also pretty darn good at track, too. Kick outside. Valesky, three-pointer. No good on the line. Driver, Albernett with the rebound. Washburn, kick back to Valesky. Open jumper. That won't go. Bodies hit the deck, and another Albernett rebound.
By Washburn again. They need to keep her in the game.
Huber on the drive. Bounce down low. Washburn, leaner, no, but drew the foul.
This has just been a rough game. Lots of contact. Both teams playing hard. Albernett trying to get that elusive win over the Wildcats. And they got a chance to tie it at the free throw line here.
And that's the 17th foul now on Maquoketa Valley. Free throw up and in. It was a two-shot situation. Washburn playing with four fouls. Gets her fifth point. One more coming up for the tie. Deep knee bend on the way. Curls out, no, and it stays a one-point Maquoketa Valley lead. Peyton Rees gets the rebound. Under five to play here from the U.S. Cellular Center. One-point game between these rivals. Ball tipped right in front of us, picked up by Digman.
Maddie Schickman got her hands on it.
Hands it back to Wall on the dribble drive. Takes it right baseline. Cut off. Back out top, Brianna Menson. Was cut off by Shuckman down there. She angles left with it outside, picked up by Huber. Off the clear out, goes one-on-one. Backs her way in, now circles out top to Digman. Digman drives on Rose. With 4:14 to play here in the game. It's about as much time as Maquoketa Valley has taken with the ball on a possession this afternoon.
Yep, they want to get a good shot here.
Digman, good lob pass inside. Menson, cleaner, no good. Reason, the weak side, fouled before the shot. And Vanessa Hoyle will pick up her second.
Good hustle rebound by Peyton Reese, her fourth rebound of the game.
Inbound pass, as that was team foul for Alburnett, number six. So both teams will be shooting from here on in. Drive and a pass that deflected off of Hoyle's face, unfortunately. Picked up by Alburnett.
By Taylor Huber again.
And then she throws it away out of bounds, trying to get it back out to Shuckman. So a turnover both ways.
Who can value the basketball down the stretch here and prevent the turnovers is going to win this game.
We're going to get a timeout. Full timeout taken here by Maquoketa Valley. Scott Monk will talk it over. And we will take a timeout as well. With 3:34 to play here in the ballgame, it's Maquoketa Valley 39, Alburnett 38. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Girls Basketball from Rivalry Saturday on KGYN.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Back with you at the U.S. Cellular Center, as we've had a good one. Two good ones today. We've already had two number ones knocked off, in case you're joining us late. Ballard and Foray knocked off by Fairfield. And number one Springville fell to number three Turkey Valley earlier, 49-42. And now it'll be Maquoketa Valley ball. We'll see what Scott Monk drew up off the timeout.
3:34 to play.
Still a long way to go. Out front, Wall. The stutter dribble. Gets it left free throw line. Off the fake handoff. Menson backs her way in. Turnaround shot, no good. Reese had the rebound, lost it. Comes out deep, picked back up by Wall. She'll drive in. High arching floater, too strong. Reese, another offensive rebound. Turns, fires, and hits.
Just keep pounding it until it went in.
Peyton Reese, three opportunities, finally capitalized. 41-38, Maquoketa Valley. Cassie Rose in the front court, off the clear out. Gets it to Shuckman, and on the drive, fouled by Wall, and it'll be the 1-1.
It was a good set play drawn up by Coach Monk there to get the first attempt, and then Maquoketa Valley just pounded that board. It looked like Taylor Huber had the rebound at one point, but it slipped out of her hands. Maquoketa Valley got the bucket, now a three-point lead, but Alburnett back at the line trying to cut into that.
And another timeout going to be taken here by the Wildcats. This will be a 30-second timeout for Maquoketa Valley.
It's Shuckman at the line, I believe, isn't it?
That is correct. Maddie Shuckman.
She is that 64% free throw shooter.
She'll have a pretty important 1-1 here. Now pretty much everything is at this point.
Alburnett 11-for-17 from the line in this game. Maquoketa Valley 9-out-of-12.
Well, the game after this was slated to begin at 3:35, and I think they're going to be a little late.
Yeah, Coach Monk was correct. It'll be his team to get them behind. But it's a, you know, I think an hour and 35 minutes between games here, eight games today, is going to be very difficult to stay on schedule.
Can I say that's pretty aggressive?
Pretty aggressive.
I'm going to use the Denny Gettleism.
Yeah, there you go. Anxiety creating.
That is
correct. Part of management.
All right, Shuckman on the line for the one and maybe. Left-hander's free throw on the way and rattled it in.
That's clutch. Shuckman has really been a Energizer Bunny out there here in the second half. She's worked hard.
Only a freshman at 5'5". Pretty young team. Second free throw, no good. Albernette with a rebound. Porter had her turnaround block. Engelken wanted a foul, didn't get it. And now he gets a foul in the backcourt on Porter. A little frustration foul.
Still 2:49 to play. Long way to go.
And that's a 17 foul on the Pirates.
And this would just be the third free throw attempt of the second half for the Wildcats.
Sam Wall to the free throw line. The 5'7 freshman with 2 points. Came in as the number two scorer from Maquoketa Valley. Gets the free throw. She's good from the line, though.
Excellent form there.
See so many freshmen now playing key roles in teams. Don't care if it's 1A, 2A, or 5A. That free throw in and out. Rebound, Albernette. Lead pass to Cassie Rose. Takes it into front court for Porter. Albernette's got to find Huber. And Menson's been all over her so far in the ballgame. 2:35 to play. Circling right. Rose penetrates. Back to Valesky. They overload the far side. High pass. Tipped. And Huber chases it down into the backcourt. Must have been touched by the Wildcats. Huber backing her way in. Goes up with a right-hand floater. No good off the glass. Offensive rebound, Albernette. They'll get another shot at it.
Lexi Washburn with her fourth offensive rebound here in the second half. They have to keep her on the floor.
Huber with a stop-and-go move on the drive and was fouled. She just lulled him to sleep.
And the lid's been on the basket here in the fourth quarter for Albernette. Just 1 out of 7.
Aaron Digman picks up foul number 4. 9th foul on Maquoketa Valley. And it'll be 2 shots here for Taylor Huber. Misses the first.
She's a 62% free throw shooter.
Averaging 19, has 13 this afternoon. Bends the knees, second one is good. She's got 14 and we'll get a timeout. Full timeout taken by the Albernette Pirates. And we will take one as well with 2:06 to play in the ballgame. Maquoketa Valley 42 and Albernette 40. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYN.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here at the U.S. Cellular Center. We'll have a quick wrap-up, take you back to some ESPN, and then Brent Belmont and Todd Werner will take over. As we're getting down to crunch time here between Maquoketa Valley and Albernette. As Pirates break the huddle.
We're wondering if we have a listener out there that remembers the last time Albernette defeated Maquoketa Valley. It's been a long time.
I bet we have a lot more in Northern Linn County than we do in Delaware County. 42-40. Maquoketa Valley with the basketball. Albernette with some three-quarter court pressure. Ball tipped away, and they fight for it at the center circle. And we had a collision and a foul as Menson gets up a little.
Ooh, I didn't like the way they went into her knee.
Yeah, but she's all right. They're going to get a foul on Huber. That's going to be her second, 8th team foul. And I'm going to give Menson a little second here to walk it off and clear out the cobwebs a little bit. Brianna Menson on the line, 9 points on the afternoon, averaging 14. Free throw up and good. Gets the bonus for Mack Valley. 70% on the year. And she'll try to make it a 2-possession game with a minute 58 to play. Puts it up and right through. And another timeout. 30-second timeout here for Scott Monk. And now both teams with 2 timeouts remaining. as Scott Monk will talk it over, probably on the defensive end here. You don't want to commit a silly foul if you're Maquoketa Valley.
No. The 1-1, both teams in the bonus here, right?
Yep.
Either one in the double bonus. We don't have any team fouls listed on our scoreboards here, so that's why I have to keep asking my expert.
Al Burnett will be in the double bonus next time.
Okay.
And team foul number 8 on Al Burnett, so one more 1-1 from Maquoketa Valley. Al Burnett will be able to run the baseline inbound.
This is a great venue for basketball, Scott.
Filling up again, too, for the next game, Iowa City West and Mason City. Coming up here, a little bit of half-court trapping pressure put on by Maquoketa Valley. Valesky spins her way across the timeline, over to Shuckman. Far hash mark right, circles outside the three-point arc on the drive, goes up with off-balance runner, no, and a foul called. Off the miss on Al Burnett.
Tough shot there, left-handed runner from a good 8 feet away, and a big rebound for Manson, and she's had a number of them. Like, that's her fifth in the second half.
Third on Porter. And it'll be free throws coming up here. 1-1, final 1-1. This is Megan Manson on the line. Averaging 4 a game, 75% from the line, and too strong in the first one, but tipped out deep. Maquoketa Valley gets it back, and they throw it away. Shuckman comes away with it off the turnover. Number 19 up ahead to Rose, looking inside. They overload the left-hand side. And there's a foul on Wall. And that's the last thing, the last thing Scott Monk wanted.
And Maquoketa Valley just contests every pass. Al Burnett's had a lot of hope passes.
Wall's third foul, double bonus now as Valesky hits the first. And I can happily say the Kansas City Chiefs have returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown.
Wow. Start to the NFL playoff season.
Free throw number 2 right through. Here comes pressure.
2-point game.
44-42, Maquoketa Valley by 2 with the basketball. Brianna Manson splits a double team, weaves her way into the front court with a minute 15 to play. Bounce pass far side. Digman uses up the dribble. Don't need the foul if you're Al Burnett yet here. And they foul. No, before the foul, a timeout. As Gedkin picked up the dribble, that's a break for Al Burnett.
Yep.
And this will be a full timeout here with a minute 5 to play here in the ball game. As the Wildcats with a 2-point lead. Looked like they were spreading the court there. Try to get it in the hands of the ball handlers. If you're Maquoketa Valley, you want Brianna Manson, Sammy Wall to hold on to it, Megan Manson, one of those three. Those are the three that you want to shoot free throws.
Well, I noticed almost every pass by Maquoketa Valley was a bounce pass there. And I think I'm going to try and stay away from that in this situation when the other team's scrambling to get the ball. I think you play into their hands a little bit.
Al Burnett breaking the huddle around Seth Engelken. As Maquoketa Valley will come out of their huddle with Digman, Gedkin, Brianna Manson, Megan Manson, and Sam Wall.
One of the best chances for a steal is on the inbounds pass here. Maquoketa Valley's got to get it in. No contest there.
Nope, Digman to Wall. Manson, bounce far side at the hash mark. They trap Manson over there, now to Digman. 55 seconds to play. Huber comes out and commits the foul, and they do foul Megan Manson, who just missed the front end of the 1-1 moments ago. But it is a two-shot situation now, Denny.
And Megan had attempted only 9 free throws on the season coming into this game, 6 for 9.
Free throw, first to 2 is no good. Stays a 2-point game.
It'll be a 1-possession game here if Al Burnett gets a rebound or if the free throw is made.
Peyton Reese comes back in from Maquoketa Valley. One more free throw up and in and out, no good. Rebound fought for, loose underneath, out of bounds. It'll go to Al Burnett with a chance to tie or take the lead here. we had overtime last night.
Remember, Albernette, not a strong three-point shooting team. They need to get the ball to Huber, get it inside.
Shuckman on the drive, all the way in. They let her go, and she gets the layup with the left hand for the freshman.
Only the second field goal of the fourth quarter for Albernette.
Tied at 44 apiece, 31 seconds to play. Benson, bounce pass inside. Reese lost it, picked back up by Wall. And timeout taken by Scott Monk, and that will be his final timeout.
Reese tried to dribble the ball in traffic and bounced it off a defender's foot. And Cocoa Valley lucky to come back up with a loose ball and get the timeout.
44-44 now. So now Cocoa Valley is out of timeouts. You got to draw something up here, and without any timeouts left, you got to think they're going to go for the last shot here.
Yes. 25.4. They got to handle the ball. Now, Albernette didn't try and contest the inbounds pass the last time. We'll see if they play it that way again. Huber will be on Menson. I'm sure they regard Menson as the biggest scoring threat from Cocoa Valley, but maybe Sam Wall, who's had kind of an off night offensively for Cocoa Valley, will come through in the clutch for them, the freshman.
44-44. It's been a close game throughout. Cocoa Valley has led for most of the way. They've been up by as many as seven. Wildcats led by one after the first quarter, 13-12. Led at halftime by two, led by two after three, and we're tied right now in the fourth. And it'll be Wildcat ball in front court, right of the glass looking in. And now we got a stoppage, and now the officials are going to talk it over.
About where the inbound should be.
All right, they'll keep it there. Right of the glass looking in. Looking, it'll be Wall to trigger the freshman. Gets it in to Reese over on the far side. She'll take it up front with 22 seconds. Picks up the dribble. Looking for some help and was tied up.
Maddie Valesky.
But it stays with the Wildcats.
So now the possession arrows the other way. 18.9 seconds.
Here comes Wall. Wall over comes to Reese. Reese looking inside, dumps it down low. Triple team over on the block. Left-handed shot put up, blocked out of bounds with 6.5 to go.
Speaking of the block, a big block by Taylor Huber on that shot attempt.
44-44. Could we see overtime? Wall looking, goes back door, finds Menson underneath, had it taken away, but they're going to get a foul on the floor on Porter on the reach.
Well, it looked like she might have gotten a jump ball there. They had her triple teamed on the inbounds pass to Porter on the block.
And that'll send Megan Menson the line, but she is 0 for 3 this afternoon.
4.7 seconds to go. Albernette was still with the timeout, I imagine.
Free throw number one is no good. 4.7 seconds. Going for the lead is Menson. On the way, got it, right through. Menson hits the big one to put Mack Valley in front.
Albernette calling a timeout.
Now if you're Maquoketa Valley, I imagine you're going to put on some backwards defense, put a little bit of pressure on.
Well, yeah, they've given Albernette fits bringing the ball up all day. I think Albernette's got to somehow try and get the ball inbounds to Taylor Huber and let her try and create what she can in the 4.5 seconds that remain.
If you're Albernette, you got to get it up quickly.
Yep.
And you probably, you got to put it in the hands of Taylor Huber.
And I just have mentioned this a couple times during the broadcast, Scott, but Albernette's got too many people in the backcourt, and I think this time of all times, they just need to have one or two people in the backcourt, get some people up the court a ways to try and get defenders out of the way. Maquoketa Valley, you know they have to go back. They don't want to allow the long path. And if you can get somebody one-on-one to bring the ball up, then you got a better chance of creating something in 4.5 seconds.
So it'll be the length of the floor for Albernette to try to snap a long losing streak against Maquoketa Valley in basketball.
It kind of looks to me like Maquoketa Valley is going to set up in a zone press here.
45-44, Mack Valley. And it's going to be Cassidy Rose to inbound. And she can run the sideline. Face guarding pressure put on. Albernette gets it into Shuckman. Shuckman up court, across the timeline. Last second shot on the way, off the glass, no good. And that is it. Maquoketa Valley gets the win, 45-44 over the Albernette Pirates. And we will come back and have the short postgame for you right after this one-minute break here on KGYN.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Konectow, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you from the U.S. Cellular Centers. We put a wrap on this one. Maquoketa Valley over Albernette by a score of 45-44. A free throw with 4 seconds remaining by Megan Menson gets the victory for Maquoketa Valley. They're 8-2 now on the year. Albernette falls to 7-4. Scoring for the Wildcats, Brianna Menson leading the way with 11 points. 8 points for Peyton Reese. 5 for Megan Menson. 4 apiece for Aaron Digman, Caitlin Schumann, Christy Gedkin, Macy Hager, 3 for Sammy Wall, and Angie Wilson with 2. For Albernette, led by Taylor Huber, double figures with 14 points, 7 points for Maddie Valesky, Maddie Shuckman off the bench with 6, Lexi Washburn with 5, Cassidy Rose with 6, Amber Porter had 5, Vanessa Hoyle with 2. Turnovers in the game, give you the official turnover numbers in this one. 21 for Albernette to 16 for Maquoketa Valley, and the bench scoring was 14-11 in favor of the Wildcats. Denny?
16 for 48 from the field for Albernette, 33%, 15 out of 52, 29% from Maquoketa Valley. 3-point shooting, just 2 out of 14 for Maquoketa Valley and 4 out of 13 for Albernette. Free throws, 13 out of 21 for Maquoketa Valley, 15 out of 23 for Albernette. And rebound totals, 30 for the Pirates and 32 for Maquoketa Valley. So about a wash there, but about a wash in the scoreboard too. And Albernette's frustration against Maquoketa Valley continues, but this is the closest they've come to beating Maquoketa Valley since at least the 2006-2007 season. So improvement coming in the Albernette Pirates, and good seasons ahead for both these teams, I think.
Yep, and they'll play one more time coming up here, and that will be up at Delhi here in the back half of the season. And,
maybe they'll get the lake fill by then.
There you go.
That's another topic. Freddy's Beach, bring it back.
Oh, man. Well, Denny, we're going to see you on Thursday night as well when we got a basketball doubleheader. And, thank you for sitting in, and we'll see you then. We enjoyed it.
I did, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to make a comeback.
Steve Dozier's going to join me tonight for Marion and Linmar. And that's going to put a wrap on things. We're going to get out of the way and get you ready for Brent Balbinot and Todd Warner with Mason City and Iowa City West coming your way up next. They'll have it here in just a few minutes on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And again, the final score of this Tri-Rivers Conference game at Rivalry Saturday, Maquoketa Valley with the win. 1-pointer over the Albernette Pirates, 45-44. Denny Gettle, Scott Unash saying so long for just a little bit.